That's represented by a diverse group of people, including parents, including community leaders, teachers, school administration, our district facilities, central office staff, zoning administrator. So it's just a great diverse group of people. By statute, there's 20 people on that group. And this group will come together with a facilitator, with their architect, with their financial advisor regarding bonding capacity, look at our current facilities conditions, and then just literally map out where they want the district to go facility-wise. Is that building a new building? Is that remodeling? Is that new HVAC systems? Is that including parking? All those different types of things that ultimately they will vote. That plan will go to our local Board of Education. If they approve it, then it will go on to the state. But it sets the district's course for the next 4 years regarding our facilities plan.